Welcome back to Time Out Radio on KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. This is your host, Rohan Bakshi. My throat was dry and the room spun around me. I sipped some water and took a deep breath. I was finally recording the first episode of my radio show. As a sports-crazy kid in a home without cable TV, I was bitten by the radio bug at the age of 12. I wanted to follow a football game. So I tuned into the sports channel on the large, unwieldy radio in our living room and sat there for 3 hours listening to the broadcaster. A week later, my dad gave me my own pocket radio to listen to sports talk shows and games. I was captivated by the vivid imagery that sports commentators on the radio created in my mind. I craved to be a part of the magic of the airwaves. I imagined myself in sports broadcasters' shoes as they analyzed and covered sports for a living. I spent many evenings as a 13-year-old at KDRT 95.7 FM, completing audio broadcaster training and writing a proposal to produce my own radio show. The pandemic struck just when I was about to launch my show, Time Out Radio. To keep people safe from COVID, KDRT closed its studio indefinitely. It was a steep learning curve, but I worked with KDRT to rapidly move to remote audio production and launch Time Out Radio in the middle of the pandemic. My pitch to the Points of Light Foundation helped me get a grant, which I used to buy professional audio equipment to produce my show from home and hone my skills through media training and shadowing broadcasters. Radio became my refuge during the COVID-19 pandemic, and Time Out Radio helped me stay connected with my community. Ironically, the virtual format turned out to be a positive thing because it let me interview guests from around the country who otherwise would be out of my reach as a community radio show host just starting off. Over the past 4 years, Time Out Radio has covered sports-related topics as varied as sports statistics, environmentally responsible recreation, Special Olympics, pickleball, ultimate frisbee, the high-pressure world of soccer goalies, controversies during the World Cup in Qatar, bike racing, the physics of sports, the California International Marathon, UC Davis's football tee retrieval dog, the billion-dollar industry of esports, rowing, and the career journeys of sports journalists. Through 99 episodes and countless hours producing and hosting Time Out Radio over the past 4 years, I developed my personal journalistic and storytelling style. I learned how to draft and fact-check scripts, credibly communicate information, interview diverse guests, edit audio files, and meet tight deadlines. I found that I lost track of time when I was immersed in writing a script or interviewing a guest on air. And after spending days polishing, perfecting, and producing an episode, I discovered that I left the studio feeling reinvigorated by the realization that I had just created something new from scratch. Building Time Out Radio from the ground up helped me view challenges not as roadblocks, but as opportunities to be creative, innovative, and resourceful. I am now heading to UC Berkeley to study economics. I want to understand the forces that shape our evolving world, try my hand at campus TV, and use what I learned to shape my sports management career. As the soccer goalie for AYSU United Davis and the on-field announcer for FC Davis, I recognize the power of sports to rally and connect a community. And just like sports, mass media too has the power to bring people together. It has been my privilege to produce and host a radio show that helped connect my community through good and tough times. In this 100th and final episode of Time Out Radio, I bring this show to a close as I highlight its journey over the past 4 years. Regular listeners of Time Out Radio have probably noticed that most episodes are about sports. Episode 2 back in June of 2020, at the beginning of the pandemic, covered the history of basketball and the National Basketball Association's plans for reopening their season during the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot has happened in our world since then. Physical distances were magnified by misinformation, pandemics, social injustices, and climate change. And we were brought back closer by science, technology, ethical media, and sports. In his first of many appearances on Time Out Radio, Adam Lewin, the owner of Football Club Davis, spoke to us in episode 11 about how this semi-pro soccer club was formed through community support. Adam returned in episode 33, and we spoke about FC Davis's 2021 season, which, just like the rest of the world, was filled with uncertainty. As the pandemic raged, COVID cases were still high, vaccine rates were not where we wanted them to be, sports restrictions kept changing, and we were still learning how to keep fans and players safe on the field. During an unforgettable summer, FC Davis's men's team earned the number one seed in the Golden Gate Conference, and the FC Davis Lionesses women's team played their inaugural season. Adam was back on the show for episode 78 to recap an eventful 2023 season, and then Adam was back for the final time on episode 99 to recap this past 2024 season. In episode 13 and again in episode 69, we featured Team Davis, a nonprofit organization in my area that enriches the lives of people with developmental, intellectual, and physical disabilities. If you pass by UC Davis's Toomey Field on spring weekends, you'll see a team of athletes engrossed in practicing their sprints, jumps, and throws. They are the track and field members of Team Davis, the Special Olympics team for Yolo County. I spoke about how these Special Olympics grew from a backyard summer camp to a global movement that has enhanced lives and changed attitudes about ability and inclusion. I was a seventh grader when I signed up to volunteer with Team Davis. And over the next 6 years, I coached basketball and track and helped with their annual skills clinics. Every good game has its unexpected twists and turns. Ours came in the form of the COVID-19 pandemic. When it hit, Team Davis activities screeched to an abrupt halt. What we assumed would be a few weeks of canceled practices turned into months. I helped develop a hiking activity for Team Davis, and through the pandemic, we went on monthly hikes that helped their athletes stay physically active and socially connected. Team Davis is like my second family now, and I'll miss them deeply when I move out of Davis. Episodes 21 and 22 featured the G-Man, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sacramento Kings. Gary Gerald is one of the NBA's longest tenured announcers and got his start in broadcasting at the age of 14 at a local radio station. G-Man and I spoke about how the sports broadcasting world adapted to the pandemic. I remember how thrilled I was when Gary accepted my invitation to be on Time Out Radio. For a kid who was addicted to his broadcasts, this was such a big deal for me. 2 years after his first appearance on my show, he returned to Time Out Radio to discuss the Sacramento Kings' unforgettable 2022 and 23 season, in which they finally snapped a 16-year playoff drought. I'll always be grateful to G-Man for saying yes to a kid who hosted a community radio show and for fueling my passion for sports broadcasting through his kindness. Episode 38 in 2021 was about esports, a billion-dollar industry with millions of fans. Players compete in organized video gaming with teams, practices, seasons, and tournaments. Esports are an official high school sport in the U.S., and students can earn college scholarships to play for varsity teams. When we released this episode, esports was going to be a part of the 2022 Asian Games, and the International Olympic Committee was talking about including them in the Olympic Games. The Olympic esports games are now slated to be held every 2 years in between the Summer and Winter Olympics, starting in 2025. Then we had a fun episode about unique college football traditions and featured Pint, the tea retrieval dog for the UC Davis football team. Pint is a third-generation Davis resident, and when we recorded the episode in 2021, he was retiring after 10 seasons of retrieving the kickoff tee. His human companion, UC Davis veterinary professor Danica Banish, told us about Pint's storied career and his post-retirement plans. Episode 41 in 2021 was all about marathons, and that episode won a San Francisco Press Club Journalism Award. We spoke about marathons around the globe that start with a sip of wine, compete against horses, traverse the top of the world, run on water and at sub-zero temperatures, cross the Great Wall of China, and are held in outer space. In the episode, I interviewed Davis native Brendan Gregg, who won the 2021 California International Marathon. Episode 50 in 2022 was about the sport of ultimate, and the episode won first place in the San Francisco Press Club Journalism Awards in the Radio Sports Feature category. Like ultimate, Time Out Radio was going places. The episode covered about how the sport got its start, why Frisbee was dropped from its official name, and if it could eventually become an Olympic sport. Unfortunately, after a decade-long push for the sport to be part of the Olympics, ultimate was ultimately dropped from the 2028 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. In episode 54, we met Rob McAllister, Sacramento Republic FC's play-by-play announcer. Down the causeway from Davis, the professional soccer team Sacramento Republic FC plays in the USL Championship. Rob told us about his broadcasting career as a play-by-play announcer. In the next episode, sports broadcaster Scott Marsh shared his journey to being the play-by-play voice for UC Davis football and basketball. Scott got his start at UC Davis's student-run radio station KDVS, and he's been on Time Out Radio 3 times. The first time he was on, we spoke about Aggie football's 2022 season, starting with their kickoff against Cal Berkeley that weekend. I'm headed to UC Berkeley for college in a couple of weeks and already bought my Cal football and basketball season tickets. Coincidentally, Cal's kickoff football game this year is also against my hometown Aggies. I'm loyal to both teams, one by birth and the other by affiliation, so I'm looking forward to that game despite its outcome. A few episodes later, I spoke to football color analyst Scott Gordon, who I met when I was shadowing sports broadcasters at the Aggie Stadium press box back in 2022. Scott and I discussed UC Davis's 2022 season. He returned to the show in episode 84 to recap the Aggies' roller coaster 2023 season. In episode 58, I spoke to someone I hung out with every day through the airwaves. That's Carmichael Dave. My morning routine during school days during the past 4 years was to tune in to KHDK Sacktown Sports 1140 AM and listen to his show as I had my breakfast. In that episode, I discussed sports talk radio, which involves discussion of sporting events and frequently features enthusiastic debate and analysis by both hosts and callers. Listeners tend to build a routine and connect on an emotional level with radio talk hosts. And there are over 700 FM and AM radio stations in the United States that just cover sports. Because I had been listening to Dave on the radio for so long, it was fun to have him on my show as a guest. My high school journalism teacher and sports writer, Evan Rehm, has been on Time Out Radio 3 times. The first was back in 2020 in episode 8, when we spoke about his journey as a sports journalist. The second time he was on was right after he got back from the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. The World Cup is the most widely viewed sporting event in the world, and in that episode I trace its history from its kickoff in 1930 in Uruguay to its 22nd tournament in Qatar. Evan shared his perspectives on a World Cup that was surrounded by controversy from the get-go. Then Evan was back on my show this May to tell us about his book about the story of Sac Republic FC and his journey to writing soccer stories, starting when he fell in love with soccer as a 14-year-old. In the summer of 2023, I took a road trip to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo to attend the 72nd annual California Scholastic Press Association workshop. This is a 2-week hands-on summer program for high school journalists taught by media professionals. I stayed with other students in Cal Poly's dorms. We completed dozens of assignments that ranged from sports writing to a simulation of breaking news, where we sprinted across campus close to midnight to interview sources. I learned from professional journalists who work in print, digital, TV, and audio media. One of the journalists I met there was Cam Inman, who I then invited as a guest on episode 76. Cam told us about his journey to covering the San Francisco 49ers for the San Jose Mercury News and his advice to aspiring sports broadcasters. And to keep things interesting in school, I tried to connect some of my classes to sports. So in episode 43 on the physics of sports, I answered questions such as, how can you shoot a hoop to increase your chance of a successful free throw? How does the speed at which you kick a soccer ball affect its trajectory? How is sporting equipment designed to maximize performance? And what do you look for when shopping for shoes or a baseball bat for your next game? Sports are a constant display of physics in action, whether it's helping athletes run faster, developing a training routine, preventing injuries, or designing athletic gear and clothing. Nathan Kwan, full-time science teacher, part-time runner, and occasional rapper, and my own high school physics teacher, told us about the physics of running and how you can use physics to improve sports performance. Numbers are everywhere in sports, both on and off the field. Team managers look at player stats to scout athletes, coaches use analytics to figure out play calls, and many athletes track their performance to fine-tune their skills. Statistics is used in fantasy leagues and sports betting to predict the outcome of a game. In episode 63, we discussed careers in sports data science, and I interviewed an ESPN sports statistician. Episode 72 was about the calculus of sports. Are you a basketball player and want to figure out the arc length of your shot? Are you a competitive runner who wants to determine how fast you finish your race while conserving your energy? Do you want to make your baseball throw more efficient? Calculus is everywhere in sports, and coaches and athletes can use it to gain an edge over the competition. Episode 81 was titled, Why Pickleball is a Smash Hit. We spoke about how pickleball got its start during a lazy summer 60 years ago, how it got its quirky name, and what led to its rapid spread over the last few years. Pickleball does not involve any actual pickles, and the goal is to hit a lightweight perforated ball back and forth with paddles over a low net. And of course, you can't have a show in Davis without talking about biking. Episode 90 was all about bike racing. On July 4th each year, packs of super fast bicycles speed through downtown streets in the Davis Criterium, and we had guests from the Davis Bike Club on that episode. I shared how road racing got its start in 1868 in Paris to become a global sport that draws millions of spectators around the world. From racing on land to racing on water, in episode 98, we covered the long history of rowing. That goes back to ferry boats racing each other in the 1500s. The first intercollegiate rowing competition in the United States, the Harvard-Yale Regatta, was held in 1852. Oliver O'Reilly told us about the University of California's long history of rowing and its Olympic successes. Oliver teaches a freshman seminar at Cal called Golden Bears in Boats, a history of women's and men's rowing at UC Berkeley. And although I've never rowed or seen a live regatta, I found his interview so interesting that I signed up to take his freshman seminar this fall. I highlighted soccer quite a bit on Time Out Radio. Episode 51, called Playing on the Edge, was one I related to quite a bit, and it was all about goalkeepers. Some people think that goalies are a little bit crazy. If they're not insane, why would they just stand there and let people run into them and shoot at their face, all because they want to keep an inflatable ball out of a net? I play the position of goalie in soccer, and while I don't think goalkeepers are totally insane, they definitely face a crazy amount of pressure. Then we featured the American Youth Soccer Organization, or AYSO, in a couple of episodes. In episode 85, we spoke about how AYSO started as a grassroots movement in California 60 years ago and grew from 125 players into one of the largest youth soccer organizations in the country. In episode 95, coaches of my AYSO United soccer team told us about their coaching philosophy, what they enjoy most about coaching, and what to keep in mind when coaching young athletes. Then in episode 87, we went into depth about the enthusiastic and prolonged goal call that goes on for a few seconds whenever a player scores, especially if you're watching Spanish or Portuguese language commentators. In episode 89, British historian and UC Berkeley history professor James Vernon told us about how the game was shaped by colonialism and capitalism to become the most popular sport in the world, the reason for its late popularity in the United States, and why soccer fan culture can get so intense. And in episode 94, you heard unforgettable and bizarre soccer stories that will make you shake your head in disbelief. From Diego Maradona's infamous Hand of God goal, to a defender who scored all four goals in a match that ended in a 2-2 draw, to a goalkeeper who diligently guarded his post, even when the game was called off due to dense fog. Time Out Radio also highlighted many social and environmental issues in sports. Earlier this year, there was public outrage about Caitlin Clark's unfairly low WNBA salary. So to put a spotlight on the issue in episode 96, titled Fair Play, we discussed the stark contrast in salaries of women and men in professional sports. I spoke about the history of women's sports and how women have been fighting for equality in athletics since the early days of modern organized sports. Athletic events across the United States generate more than 40 million pounds of trash each year. And in episode 79, I spoke about my internship with FC Davis, where I worked on ways to get the football club to zero waste home games. Another topic that's been a staple of Time Out Radio is our place of the week. In this segment, we've explored over 80 places around the globe, from Antarctica to Zurich. My family loves traveling and seeing the world from other people's perspectives. The pandemic halted our travels when I started my radio show back in 2020. So to make up for this, in each episode of Time Out Radio, I've virtually explored a new city, state, or country. In episode 13 about the Special Olympics, we heard about Chicago, where the first Special Olympics were held, and explored the city's sports teams and food. With its towering skyscrapers, deep dish pizzas, and loaded hot dogs, we discovered that the Windy City is not actually the windiest city in the US. We also learned that we should never put ketchup on a Chicago-style hot dog. Nova Scotia, Canada, was where Marconi changed the world with the first transatlantic radio transmission, and this was our place of the week on episode 16. We returned to Canada in episode 47 when we covered British Columbia, home to rugged coasts, hundreds of islands, and the world's largest hockey stick. Episode 98 on rowing put the spotlight on Montreal, Canada, where women's rowing was introduced in the Summer Olympics. The city is home to an extensive underground city, the first internet search engine, and the ice hockey team with the most Stanley Cup wins. Finland holds the title of the happiest country in the world. Not only is Finland dark and cold for much of the year, it also has the most number of heavy metal bands per capita. So why are its people so happy? In early 2021, when there was no end in sight to online school in the pandemic, episode 17 focused on happiness. We spoke about how Finland's high social support, community spirit, and work-life balance leads to its citizens' high levels of happiness. From Argentina, Australia, China, England, Ecuador, Egypt, France, to Greece, from Germany, Haiti, India, Ireland, Ivory Coast, Madagascar, Mexico City, to the Netherlands, and from Portugal, Qatar, Romania, Scotland, Siberia, South Africa, South Korea, Spain, Turkey, to Uruguay. Time Out Radio has been an avid traveler, sharing each location's culture, food, traditions, and of course, their sports. Closer to home, Time Out Radio covered the coasts and the plains. From Atlanta, Boston, Boulder, Bronx, Florida, Los Angeles, Manhattan to Michigan, from Montana, Nashville, New Hampshire, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Seattle, Washington, D.C. to Wisconsin, the airwaves traveled them all. As the pandemic started slowing down, I got to finally travel in real life to Costa Rica as part of the Youth Ambassadors Program. This is a leadership exchange for high school students sponsored by the U.S. Department of State. They gave me a full scholarship to visit Costa Rica for a Spanish immersion program that focused on environmental stewardship. When I got back, I worked on a two-part series on reforestation in episodes 57 and 59, where we dug beneath the roots to uncover how Costa Rica became the first tropical country to reverse deforestation, and what California is doing to tackle this important issue. Costa Rica is one of the world's happiest nations, and one of the most biodiverse places on the planet. Forests and national parks cover half the country, and are home to 500,000 species, soaring cloud forests, and over 100 volcanoes. Last winter, my family and I hiked in Death Valley, one of the hottest places in the world. It's also the driest and lowest place in North America, and is home to moving rocks, fish that survive in the desert, and colorful displays of wildflowers. I covered Death Valley in episode 52 back in 2022, and it was surreal to actually be there after reading so much about it. And this summer, I got to visit three Scandinavian countries that I had covered in episodes 26, 67, and 75. Denmark, whose capital, Copenhagen, is the most efficient city in the world with garbage and recycling. Only 4% of Copenhagen's waste ends up in landfills. In comparison, 70% of waste in the US ends up in landfills. Sweden is the first country in Europe to create national parks. Sweden's been working hard to save the endangered Arctic fox, and dazzling northern lights fill the sky in the country's Arctic north. In Norway, where you will find the highest number of electric cars per capita, fjords, wolverines, and midnight sun. It's been my privilege to produce and host Time Out Radio for the past 4 years. I'm now headed to college to study economics and management. I want to keep growing my broadcasting skills and plan to get involved in campus media and sports TV at Cal. So please stay in touch with me through my YouTube channel and Instagram. So that's a wrap for Time Out Radio. This was your host, Rohan Bakshi. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, where the grassroots grow. Have a great day, everyone.